You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A new gas station in downtown Chippewa Falls held its official ribbon-cutting ceremony this week. The new Circle K gas station is located on North Bridge Street in Chippewa Falls and replaced the old Holiday gas station that closed down last year. It's been operational for a few weeks already, but local officials gathered at the site on Wednesday to officially celebrate the opening. It will be accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Circle K also made a $1,000 donation to the Chippewa Valley Veterans Tribute Foundation at the ribbon-cutting ceremony. The city of Menominee is once again reminding residents that alternate side irrigation rules are now in effect. The rules are part of an effort to conserve water and prevent strain on the city's water system, especially during times of extended drought conditions. Even-numbered addresses will be allowed to water their lawns on even-numbered days, and odd-numbered addresses will be allowed to water their lawns on odd-numbered days. Residents should also remember to turn off their automatic sprinklers when rain does come through the area. Wisconsin Credit Union has announced the start date for their annual summer food drive aimed at helping kids who no longer have access to school meals. In a press release on Thursday, the organization announced that all of their offices will participate in this year's Schools Out summer food drive from July 7th to July 19th. The company has offices across western Wisconsin, including Eau Claire, St. Croix, Polk, Washburn, and Barron counties. Both non-perishable food items and monetary donations will be accepted through the food drive. A pair of bills aimed at increasing the amount of nuclear energy production in Wisconsin have passed in the state legislature. One of the bills directs the state to conduct a nuclear siting study in an effort to identify potential locations for nuclear power generation. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission has estimated the study would require at least $1 million of funding to complete. The other bill would establish a temporary board to plan and hold a nuclear power summit in Madison. Both bills now head to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. Wisconsin has joined yet another multi-state lawsuit against efforts taken by the Trump administration to slash federal funding. Attorney General Josh Call announced the new lawsuit this week, which challenges the administration's position that it has the power to cancel grants when it determines that the grants no longer meet agency priorities. The lawsuit specifically challenges a single clause in the federal regulations of the Office of Management and Budget, which the Trump administration has cited to claim it does have the authority to cancel those grants. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding ATV and UTV riders to practice proper safety this summer. The agency is reminding residents that riders between 12 and 16 years old are required to complete a certified ATV safety course before they're allowed to operate one alone. Riders of all ages should also remember to use proper safety equipment like helmets and seatbelts to protect themselves from serious injuries in the event of a crash. About 80% of serious ATV and UTV injuries occur in low-speed rollover crashes. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Stanley on Wednesday for the groundbreaking ceremony of a renovation project at the D.R. Moon Memorial Library. The project will see the renovation of the library building as well as an expansion to include a teen space, computer stations, and a community room. It received over $4 million in state funding through the Flexible Facilities Grant Program. Construction work will officially begin next week, and library officials say they expect the newly renovated and expanded facility to be finished by September of 2026. A Chetek man has been sentenced following his conviction for making terrorist threats. 35-year-old Matthew Gade was charged in March of 2024 after posting threatening comments online and threatening staff during a phone call to a judge's office. The comments were made in relation to a family court case in which he said he would not pay child support if he could not see his kids, and if the county touched his check for child support, he would, quote, make world news. Gade's case went to trial, and he was convicted by a Barron County jury in April. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced another year of decreased tobacco and vape sales to underage customers. According to a DHS report, the rate of tobacco and vape sales to underage customers dropped by nearly 2% from 2023 to 2024. Agency officials say the jump in underage tobacco and vape sales aligned with raising the federal legal tobacco sales age from 18 to 21 in 2019. Prior to the change, the underage sales rate was about 5.5% and jumped to over 14% in 2021. On Wednesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge to the state's congressional district boundaries before the 2026 midterm election. The lawsuit argued the current map is gerrymandered and violates the state constitution's requirement that all Wisconsin residents be treated equally. It also argued that a previous ruling that found the state legislature's district maps to be unfair opened the door to revisiting the congressional districts. The court did not provide an explanation for its decision not to hear the district map challenge. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks draft a big man. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks use their second-round pick to add Bogoljub Marković, 19 years old, a forward and a top player in Serbia, 6'11", but just 217 pounds, assistant general manager Milt Newton. And how long the Bucks have had their eye on Marković?
Well, actually, we've been on him for the last 4 or 5 years. They were very high on him. Obviously, a little bit thinner right now. Got to get stronger, put on some more weight, but we've been on him for the last 4 or 5 years.
The Bucks also signed Alabama's Mark Sears to a two-way deal. Meanwhile, a lot of excitement across the state that Milwaukee's Con Knipple, after just 1 year at Duke, went as high as fourth overall in the draft to Charlotte. Knipple says he met with the Hornets in Chicago last month.
Yeah, I mean, having the interviews at the combine and then my visit there with the team, and so I'm super glad they pulled the trigger, and I can't wait to be a Hornet.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Put on your seatbelts, folks, for this weekend's new theatrical releases. The biggie is F1, the movie. Racing fans will love it for its high-octane action Formula One racing scenes, and those who think Brad Pitt is dreamy will like it because Brad Pitt plays a race car driver. The film is being called Top Gun on Wheels and is reviewing in the mid to high 90th percentile on Rotten Tomatoes. Audiences seem to be digging the film as well. If you're up for a horror flick sequel about AI going rogue and turning into a killer, check out Megan 2. The first installment, you guessed it, Megan, made $180 million worldwide on just a $12 million production budget. The film is reviewing in the low 60s on Rotten Tomatoes, but still fresh. If you're in the mood for a dark comedy drama, check out Sorry Baby, the latest film from A24 Studios. Let's go to the movies. We are about halfway through the year, so Variety has just released its 10 best movies of the year so far. There is one surprise on the list, but mostly it's been the go-to films that we've talked about on a nightly basis on Nightlight, including Spy thriller Black Bag, Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning, which may or may not be the last of the franchise, Sly Lives, which is a fantastic documentary on Hulu about Sly and the Family Stone founder Sly Stone. A couple surprises are a film that is just opening this weekend called Sorry Baby, a drama about a college professor dealing with the aftermath of sexual assault. 28 Years Later also made the list, which you can see in theaters currently. Ryan Coogler's vampire thriller Sinners is on the list, and that's no big surprise. What was surprising about the list was the film Alto Nights, starring Robert De Niro as two gangsters. The film was sort of universally panned by critics. Variety has it on the list, so it might be worth a watch. Happy viewing. You gotta love the Reacher series. They are hard at work on season 4 already and rarely make their audience wait too long between seasons. Barry star Christopher Rodriguez Marquette will join the cast for season 4, taking over the role of a small-town cop vacated by Jay Baruchel, who left the show to attend to personal matters. Season 4 of the Netflix show is scheduled to drop sometime in 2026. Martin Freeman might be the hardest-working man in show business, and he's a pretty darn good actor, too. The Hobbit star has agreed to join the cast of The Adam Trials, a psychological thriller directed by River Wild filmmaker Ben Kitai. Young Sheldon's Ian Armitage will also be part of the cast. The plot follows two parents who will do anything to save the life of their terminally ill son, but with unexpected side effects. The project is still in the early stages of production, so stay tuned.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little sun trying to peek through later this afternoon. Our high in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down to around 58. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. A few late-day thunderstorms with a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.